Oh, what a struggle just to get him to wash his face. Or do you think the beaver will ever reach the point where he'll want to be clean?
I wouldn't be surprised. Look at the change from Wally.
Yes, how about that? What do you suppose happened all of a sudden?
Well, there's an old saying, dear. When girls come in the door, dirt goes out the window.
Dear, and the beaver's hardly eight. Looks like we've got at least 4 more years of dirt.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
I came to pick up Wally.
Fine, come on in.
We're going to the movies.
Wally!
Do you think I look all right, Mrs. Cleaver?
Why, yes, you look very nice.
Thank you.
Smell quite nice, too.
Oh, that's my aftershave lotion.
Why, Eddie, do you shave?
No, but I like to smell like I do.
Yes. Wally! Eddie Haskell's here.
I'll be down in a minute.
Eddie, you can wait in the living room.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Cleaver. Now, you sure I look all right?
Yes, Eddie, you look fine.
Good, because we're going to the movies, you know.
So you said. That was Eddie Haskell. You know, he looks so neat and he smells so neat, it frightens me.
Yeah, I think some of it must be rubbing off on Wally, too. I caught him using a fingernail file last week.
On his fingernails?
Uh-huh.
Last time the boys borrowed my fingernail file, he used it to file a date off a penny.
Well, from pennies to fingernails, that's progress.
You know it's funny.
That's funny.
The human male goes through 3 stages. From a messy little boy in dirty jeans and a sweatshirt to a neat young man. He gets married and he goes right back to the dirty jeans and the sweatshirt.
Well, dear, a married man being neat is like running for a bus after you've caught it.
Ha, ha, ha. Aren't we the kitchen comedian, though?
Goodbye, Mom. We're going to the movies. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Cleaver. You're doing a real neat job there.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie. Boys, wait a minute. What about the beaver?
Well, gee, Mom, he's not around.
But you promised to take the beaver and Larry Mondella to the movies with you. Now you can wait a bit.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, it's almost 1 o'clock now.
Yeah, and if we don't hurry up and get there, well, I'd be able to see the double feature once.
Yeah, June, they gotta get there in time to ruin their eyes.
Now, boys, you can wait a few minutes.
Okay, Mom. I don't mind waiting at all, Mrs. Cleaver. Hey, Wally, have we got to wait for those grubby little creeps?
Well, Mom wants us to.
Yeah, but with them hanging around, how are we going to talk to any girls in the movies?
Yeah, and if we don't hurry up and get there, there's not going to be any good ones left to sit with.
Your messy little brother's bad enough. But that Larry Mondello, when you're talking to a girl, he sits behind you and makes those crazy noises.
Hi, Wally. Well, such a gulp.
It's about time.
Maybe we could ask your mother for something to eat first.
Hey, Wally. Look at these 2 goons.
What's the matter with us?
Yeah, what's the matter?
What's the matter? You're a couple of little slobs.
Well, maybe I got a little mud on me. But I had to wait for Larry. He had to take a bath this morning.
Yeah, I did, in the tub.
What have you been doing, Beaver? Wrestling in the dirt?
Of course not, Wally. Me and Larry just took a shortcut through the storm drain.
Well, boys, y'all set? Oh, Beaver, look at you. You're so dirty.
I didn't notice.
Looks all right to me, Mrs. Cleaver.
I'm sure he does, Larry. Beaver, you're going to go upstairs and get cleaned up before you go anywhere.
Gee, have I got to?
You certainly do.
I think I'll stay down here. I don't even like to watch a guy get washed.
Come on, Beaver, I'll go with you to make sure you put a clean shirt on.
You don't really want to go to the movies, do you, Mondello?
Sure you don't, Larry. The picture's no good.
I know it's no good. I already seen it.
Then what do you want to go for?
Cause.
Cause why?
Cause me and Beaver want to sit behind you.
Oh, you dirty little... You're really gonna get it.
Hey, fellows, I thought you were going to the movies.
We were, Dad, but Beaver had to go up and get washed.
I don't know why, Mr. Cleaver. He was hardly dirty at all.
He was really a mess, Mr. Cleaver.
Well, man, I'll tell you. When it comes to neatness, this younger generation is really a problem.
Boy, they sure are, Dad.
Come on, Dad! Come on, fellas, let's go!
Theodore? You come back here while you didn't even dry yourself.
There's a breeze out, Ma. I'll dry myself at the way to the movies.
Here, believe me, it'll work. If we start praising Wally in front of the Beaver for being neat, Beaver will get the idea. All kids want the approval of their parents.
Well, I just hate to see you force it. Maybe the Beaver will outgrow being sloppy.
Oh, June, that's not the modern approach. You can't wait for kids to outgrow things.
No?
No, you have to send them to orthodontists, psychologists. They've even got experts to teach children how to play. No self-respecting parent would dream of relying on nature anymore.
Well, I just hope you don't hurt the Beaver's feelings by praising Wally.
Well, all I can say is it works down at the office. Every time we have a sales meeting, we praise the fellows who've gone over their quotas. Then the guys who've been kind of dragging along get the idea, and they get out there and really start hitting the ball.
They always do that?
No, about half of them quit. But it's the principle of the thing. Look, dear, just let me handle this. Believe me, it'll work.
All right. Well, why do you always put the silverware backwards?
Oh, that's a hangover from my prep school days. We always did it that way. It was our method of striking back at the social order.
Is dinner ready? I could eat a horse.
I could eat an elephant.
Well, let's just start with the soup, shall we?
Well, Wally, you certainly look great tonight. So neat and clean.
Hey, thanks, Dad.
Let's have a look at you, Beaver.
I wash my face and hands.
You seem to have overlooked your wrist.
Gee, Dad, you gotta stop someplace. Otherwise, I might as well take a whole bath.
June, I was just complimenting Wally on how well he looks tonight.
Yes, he does look very nice. Don't you think so, Beaver?
He looks all right on the outside, but you ought to see his feet.
Cut it out, Beaver. I took a bath this morning.
Then you ought to see him last night.
All right, dear. Seriously, though, Wally, you're really to be congratulated. Your hair's combed, your... Hey, June, look at those fingernails.
Very nice, Wally.
Miss Canfield said I got the cleanest teeth in my class.
You just look that way because the rest of you is so dirty.
I do not.
Yeah? What about the way you keep up our room? You ought to see it, Dad. I'd be better off living with a pig.
Then why don't you get a pig to live with?
I don't have to. I got you.
All right, boys. That's enough of that.
I'm afraid, Beaver. I have to agree with Wally, though. You see, Wally's at the age where he's trying to be neat and clean, both about himself and about his room. And, well, you're just not cooperating.
Mom, do you think I'm a pig, too?
Well, Beaver, I would like to see you a lot... Well, a little bit neater than you are.
Coffee ready, dear?
It's all poured there.
You know, dear, I'm afraid we hurt the beaver's feelings last night.
Well, we may have hurt him a little bit, but I think we got the message across.
Well, I wish we could get the message across with love and kindness.
Oh, cheer up, June. If everything else fails, we can always resort to that.
Oh, Lord.
I gotta get going.
Where's the beaver?
Well, he's upstairs. He shined his shoes.
Shiny. Here, don't forget your lunch.
Hey, where's your lunchbox, Wally?
Gee, Dad, I'm in the eighth grade. I'm too big to carry a lunchbox.
Oh.
So long. Bye.
Well, the beaver is upstairs shining his shoes.
Yes. You know, maybe sometimes you do know what you're talking about.
Thanks a lot.
Gonna be late.
No, I'm not. I'm just shining my shoes.
And you're getting it all over your ankle.
That won't show when I put my sock on.
What'd you do? Cut your finger?
No, I just stuck with a nail file. It's not hard being neat, but it hurts a little. Take a look, Mom. And it's that way all the way up. I took a whole bath.
Well, wonderful.
Mom, take a look at my hair. I used Wally's hair cream on it. Where better we going? Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
But so long, Dad.
So long, Beaver. Hey, the beaver really looks... Ah! Oh, my gosh.
The beaver looked fine, but the bathroom never looked worse.
Well, the dirt came off the beaver. It had to go somewhere else. That's one of the immutable laws of nature.
Oh, hi, Larry. Hi, Beaver. Late to school this morning.
That's when I kind of had to stay home and get washed up.
That can get you in a lot of trouble.
Larry, how can we eat your cake first?
If I eat the sandwiches first, I might not have room for the cake.
Oh.
How come you got cleaned up this morning? This ain't the day the school nurse looks at us.
I know. I had to get cleaned up because my brother got cleaned up.
Yeah, I know how it is. My big brother starts to like girls, and he was taking baths all the time. My parents start to make fun of me, so I fix my brother good.
What'd you do, Larry?
I told my mother I wanted a room for myself.
Did that make your brother stop taking baths?
No, but they stopped picking on me. If you got your own room, if it gets dirty, you can just close the door. Then there's nobody around to squeal on you.
I don't know about moving out of Wally. I've been with him almost all my life.
It's either that or keeping your room clean all the time.
No, we're going to have to get you some drapes in here.
Okay, Mom.
What are these?
Worms. They can't hurt you, Mom. They died a couple weeks ago.
Why did you bring them in here?
Because me and Wally collected them, and I didn't want to get gypped out of my half.
Here's some more of his junk, Mom.
All right.
Hey, these are my spurs.
They are not. You give them to me. You said you were too big to play cowboys anymore.
Well, I'm taking them back. I might want to play cowboys again sometime.
Go ahead and take your old junk. I don't want it cluttering up my room anyway.
You know, Beaver, this bed's been in our family for a long time. It's over 100 years old.
Boy, the sheets sure stayed clean, didn't they?
I put those on this morning. Going right to bed?
After later. Mom, are there any lions in the neighborhood?
Lions? Of course not. Why?
No reason. I just think I heard one before.
Shall I leave the light on in the hall?
You don't have to, Mom.
No. Good night, Beaver.
Good night, Mom.
Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Nothing, dear.
Oh, dear, when you dust, could you put the books back in right side up?
I'm fighting the social order.
Hey, Beaver all moved in?
All moved in, lock, stock, and worms.
You, angry about something?
I'm not angry about anything.
Well, then why are you crunching the paper at me?
I'm crunching the paper at you because of what you did to Wally and the Beaver. You've turned them against each other.
Now, June, that'll all work out. Look, the Beaver's just being stubborn. You give him a night alone in that room and he'll be so anxious to get back with Wally, he'll even clean himself up.
I think it'll be just the other way around. The Beaver won't give in until Wally comes down to his level.
June, dear, look, Wally's getting older. The boy's going their separate ways. It's just one of those things that has to happen.
Maybe so. I just wish you hadn't rushed him.
Beef.
I just want to see if you're all right. You're not scared, are you?
Are you kidding? What's there to be scared of?
Sure, that's right. What's there to be scared of? Well, good night.
Night.
Wally? Sure you're not scared? Don't be afraid to tell me.
Are you crazy? Why would I be scared?
Well, you never slept by yourself before. That's scary to some people.
Well, not for me.
How come you're awake then?
Because you woke me up. That's how come.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Well, good night.
Night. Hey, Beaver.
What, Wally? What is it?
If you want anything again, just holler.
If you want anything, you holler to me.
You know something? It might be a good idea if you stayed in here. It'd save a lot of yelling back and forth.
That's right, it would! This is a lot better, isn't it, Wally?
Yeah.
Now, if either one of us feels like yelling, we can hear each other.
Yeah, sure, Beaver. Well, good night. Hey, Beav, you must have had some reason for getting mad at me and moving out.
I guess I did.
What was it?
Well, all of a sudden, you got neat.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it made me look dirty. And then you kidded me and called me a pig.
Well, gee, Dad kidded you too.
He's our father. He's allowed to kid us. You're just my brother.
Well, I didn't mean to make you look bad by being neat. Just one of those things.
Wally, I was just thinking.
Thinking what?
Maybe if you were a little bit sloppier and I was a little bit neater, it just might work out.
Yeah, we'll give it a try. You better get to sleep now.
Yeah.
All right.
Good night, Wally.
We'll see how Wally is, then we'll look in on the Beaver. Lord, Beaver's back.
Yeah, how do you like that?
But they were so angry at each other. Wait, Wally called him a pig.
You know, Jim, there's a lesson here. It's a wonderful thing about brothers. Blood is thicker than dirt.
Come on, Wally, hurry up!
I'll be right down. So long, Beaver. So long, Larry.
Look at your hair.
Well, I guess you forgot to comb it. I'll do it when we get outside.
I don't want Beaver to know.
Hey, Beaver, look at your brother. He's combing his hair.
What do you expect? They're going to the movies and sit with the girls again.
Oh, yeah. We could go to the movies, too, and sit behind them. But I don't want them socking me again.
Well, he's a pretty good brother. Outside of liking girls and being neat. That's why I moved back in with him.
Yeah, that having a room of your own isn't so hot.
Don't you have a room of your own anymore, Larry?
Nah, I couldn't sleep.
Me neither.
Anyway, my brother got a little lonely all by himself.
Mine too. Hey, let's go down to the old tunnel and listen to our echoes.
Okay.
I think I'll comb my hair first.
What do you want to do that for?
It's part of the agreement I made with Wally.
Hmm. Thank you.